United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at a benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Living Messiah of Our Time, given on September 3rd, 1994, in Hawaii, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
You're too many and I'm only one, so I can't win. Always when you're yelling too loud and too long, then probably I have to come.
Actually, I was tricked into coming. I didn't like go. I do not know where I want to go, just that I don't want to go anywhere. And sometimes God has to trick me, you know. He sometimes make like a big important event, you know, and tell somebody to invite me, for example. So here I am already in Hawaii. So since I came, I just stayed for a few days. You know what I mean? I always am tricked into something. If I stay somewhere too long, for example, I liked it. Yeah, I liked somewhere very long. The sun and the wind or something. And then suddenly I'll be ill. You know, something you have to push me somewhere. Don't let me stay somewhere. Now I understand. I keep telling some of the attendants, I say, now I know why Jesus say, even the birds have their nets. But the Son of God has nowhere to lay his head. I was wondering why, you know, because everybody loved Jesus, you know. Now they built a big temple for him. And how come he didn't have any pillow to lay his head? Probably he meditate all night long, I don't know. But since I, you know, I cannot stay anywhere too long, I begin to understand something. Maybe I think I understand. I'm not sure, maybe not, you know. We always are very proud of our thinking and our enlightenment until we suddenly realize that we know nothing. Huh? Now, any question? You need to ask me something?
The birds.
The poor birds. What can I do with your meditation? It's all right. Dogs is okay. No, dogs, cats, birds, everything, except human beings. It's not a secret. It's not a secret that we should meditate in a closed room or with the crowd when we are in the public. It's not a secret. It's just that they might shock you, you know, because they see you sit in not very ordinary position. Mostly people are acquainted with the sitting lotus-like position, you know. Or just sit like this and close the eyes and they will think you sleep, it's all right. But if you're doing something else, a different mudra, then people get scared, you know. You don't want to shock them and they want to shock you. We're all right. After we meditate for many years, you don't see me growing horns on my head, you know. Nothing wrong with us. And no side effect. But, you know, the people, you are not used to it. They will feel uneasy. And then sometimes they make you uneasy as well, you know. They want to take you somewhere, maybe you have headache. Are you headache? And even though you try to convince them, it's sometimes difficult, yeah? That's all right? But birds, they don't complain. The birds, all right. Sometimes they land on your head. Yeah, and I keep feeding them. Yeah? Yeah, so the birds come a lot. And now they're coming to another one, another house to eat. They don't care whether I do Guan Yin or Guan Yang or whatever, you know, they don't care. Okay, anything else? It's cute, the question is cute. You have to use your wisdom a little, you know. Always, when I stay somewhere too long, something will happen. God never wants me to stay somewhere. He pushed me around. It's not God, it's you, actually. I must be honest, it's you. Anywhere you go, you just keep sit there on your bottom and you have nothing else to do except, Master, why don't you come? Something like that. You know? And then you're too many and I'm only one. So I can't win. Always when you're yelling too loud and too long, then probably I have to come. But please don't yell too often. I don't like traveling. I don't know why. Probably too much of a good thing. Yeah? Any more questions, please? No? You're satisfied?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I thank you.
We will meditate.
Yes, you can do is praying for the whole world, huh? Because look like we're going to have trouble, as predicted by many of the clairvoyant people in the world, including yours, Americans, you know, famous Casey, huh? You know, huh? So we better pray and meditate, huh? We don't have too much time. We never have too much time. I hope you believe in what I say. I wish you do. And whatever we can say, we say. Huh? Whatever is damaged, well, that is be God's will. Hmm? Our world has been through a lot of upheavals, you know, changing. It's inevitable. Hmm? There's no need to say if we are superstitious and thinking that the world will end or something like that. We don't have to believe it. We don't have to. It will happen one day or another, right? It don't have to end. It sometimes destroy, you know, in some parts. And it will inconvenience and a lot of people and destroy a lot of people's lives and property. This is not something that's superstitious. The world always changes according to the mental expectation and the life attitude of the people in this planet, huh? It will change sometimes. So the best thing is we look up to God, huh? And now we already have the connection with God. It's all right for us. whether we come or we go, whether we stay or we go back to him, it's all right. Yes, at least we don't fear. We have no fear. But we have to also sometimes pray for God's grace for our brothers and sisters, in case they still can be saved in some way. And please, God, hasten the means for them. And you also try to work in your community, spreading the gospel, telling them that only God can save them. God saves us doesn't mean that God always will protect our house or protect our bodies, but he will save us afterward. After all the ephemeral things have gone, you save us eternally. You will be there eternally. After you die, you don't think you will die. You will laugh as life right now, as a joke. You will wonder why we don't die earlier. Would be easier, would be nicer, you know? We live in a freer atmosphere. We will not feel like we're dying. You will not feel that you lose this body, no. In fact, many people, after they die, they had an illusion that they have not died. They still go about in their business until all the employees don't recognize them. and bow into another boss. And their wife didn't even bother about his presence and embracing another one in bed. Then he begin to get a shock, you know, said, what's wrong, you know? And when he talk to people, people don't reply. And then he will begin to wonder what happened. You don't feel like you die. So death is an illusion. It's a myth. It's nothing to death and life. You know what I mean? Because we don't die, we're not really born. Just we get caught in some of the instrument here, and then we think we're Mrs. Smith and Mr. John, or something like that. We are all over places. We are the whole universe. We are not in this body. We hooked up a little part in this body, that's all. Just like electricity is, trapped in one wire or another. Actually, they are not the book. This is the electricity, you know what I mean? It's just a shell that we happen to get trapped into it. We use it sometimes just for some purpose. Huh? And it's all right, we have fun. But the fun is not always that funny. And so after all, we realize it, and then we want to find God for the permanent fun. And then after you die, truly you will realize that we have mistaken all along. Why should we stay in this, lousy place when we could have a freer life, a more glorious way of, expressing ourselves, which we call in heaven?
Hello, Master.
Aloha.
I'm very honored to be here tonight. It was a nice surprise to be able to come, and I appreciate it. And just worried that my copy might affect your initiation. Is that a worry for me to keep copying? Is that disruptive?
Why?
I thought it might...
Oh, you tried to take a repression during initiation, if there is initiation, so you don't disturb yourself and others, that's all. But no bother. Otherwise, you can sit alone, Yeah, ask them, during initiation, maybe you like to sit alone or behind, something like that. It's all right. Oh, we cough sometimes. Don't we?
My concern is the request of 2.5 hours of meditation. I feel that after initiation, I will have the strength, but I'm doubting that it's I had the strength before.
You meditate, slowly. One day you meditate maybe 20 minutes, and then you rest if you don't want to. Then another half an hour later, and another half an hour later, okay? And then maybe if you want to keep yourself disciplined, then you can add it about 10 minutes or 5 minutes a day. It's all right. You know, the meditation is not that hard as you think, you see? You don't have to cross leg like those yogis and frighten you with all this position. Sometimes I sit like this. I just try to frighten you. You sit like this, like a queen,
Is that simple?
Just sit like this, or anything you want. Or sit fancily if you want. As long as you concentrate on God's kingdom, there's no bodily disturbance, all right? Or you can lay down even. But not when you're too tired, you will snore.
I was just thinking, there are times when it's difficult to keep a commitment, for instance, if you're at your parent's place and they're not vegetarian. There may be situations where you would insult someone if you didn't eat their food. Yeah. Is it totally 100% you're asking for? Is that what you're asking for? Oh, or nothing at all. Okay, thank you. How good the love will never appear to me. If your heart is never 100% for me. You know what? If you love God, then love Him totally, or don't. You don't care. Take it easy. If you don't want to love Him now, love Him later. Okay? Anytime, but 100%. I tell you what, even if we can eat eggs and meat and all that kind of things and still can become Buddha, you know what I mean? Even if we can do all that and still can come, we should still quit. The test is so small compared to what you have offered, you know what I mean? In the old days, the master test disciple harder than this. Only vegetarian diet. You know, when you cook mashed potatoes and then some vegetable and some gravy, instead of meat gravy, you put vegetarian gravy. And instead of a piece of steak, you put a piece of tofu on it. What's the difference that much? You know what I mean? And nowadays, we have so much varieties. Vegetarian hams, right? Tastes just like real. And vegetarian steak, huh? Vegetarian everything, and so nutritious. We depleted the earth because we raise cattle and animals. Actually, this another way to contribute to our earth planet. You know all this. You read more books than I ever can imagine, yeah? About vegetarian, about how to save our world, about environmental love and all kind of things. And vegetarian diet is the answer to all these questions. Our earth is collapsing because we eat too much meat, actually. Or we have to put it that way, roughly. Roughly it's like that, you know? You read newspapers more than I do, no? You look at television more than I ever do. I don't look at television. But you know, every year we cut down forests as big as England, just to raise animals. So how many rainforests has been destroyed? And this change atmosphere, you know what I mean? Change atmosphere, change the rain. That's why our planet's heating up. And then many places are having problem with flood and also drought, long periods. You remember? Even America. So if we want to save the planet, if we want to preach environmental care, we should be vegetarian. There's no other thing to do, right? And that is just a small thing compared to all the vaccination and all the water, pure water used for meat and things like that. You know better than I do. Yeah, you do know. I don't want to preach you the thing that you already read on newspaper and magazines and television every day. I just remind you just a small portion of it. But the harmful effect of the meat diet is larger than life. Not only that, yeah? So many things and harmful to ourselves. So why? Why don't you ask people not to offend you by not eating meat instead of worrying that you offend them by having such a virtuous and, you know, beautiful way of life? Yeah? No blood on the table. Huh? All right? They should be a worry to offend you with killing. Huh? You're doing the right thing while you offend people. It's an upside down question. All right. See, we're mostly very weak. We're too humble, huh? And too nice to people. And sometimes this nicety, you know, this weakness or this humbleness is in the wrong place. You know, we should be the one who advocates the right way of life, leading people back to the virtuous way of God instead of worrying how people think about us in the wrong way. Yeah? If you do something wrong, by all means, confess, repent, and kneel all day long in front of the Jesus or whatever you want, but you do the right thing. You know what I mean?
face your conscience. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm doing the right thing. So I have to stick to the right thing, yeah? Otherwise, I tell you, if you don't practice now, suppose you're born again, next life, you will meet again friends, relatives, who will be too glad to give you gifts then. And then when will you stop? When? Always feel offended for doing the right thing. This is terrible. Huh? If you do the right thing, you should never be afraid, even in front of God. Yeah? You should not be worried, huh, when you do the right thing. And you should be a solid example, you know, for other people to follow. Because the whole world follows the wrong direction already. And you are the only one. Just turn around and go the right direction, and then you, any minute you come back again, and people don't know how to follow you. You know what I mean? Yeah, the more people turn in the right direction, the better. Yeah? Narrow is the path that leads to light, but not many people are tread in that path. Yeah? Wide and easy is the road to destruction, but many will follow. So choose your direction, and let other people do what they want, but not to influence your direction. All right? Be courageous. Huh? We are a few, but a few doesn't mean defeat. Huh? If you look at it, any classroom, the brilliant, the intelligent, only a few, all right? You don't have to degrade your intelligence or try to make mistakes, but on purpose, just to please the neighbor, huh?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production, rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Restin virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Master, I have your picture that says Master from Himalayas,
yes.
Spoke at the United Nations.
Oh, yeah?
But I always get stuck on Master from Himalayas.
Oh, what a big deal. I didn't know I had such a picture. And who wrote all this?
I get these questions in my head. I wonder when my master was there, was it all men with her? How did they regard her? Because she is one of the smart ones, you know, amongst them. So I think what really in my head, the question was, were you the only woman that was up there in the Himalayas trying to reach enlightenment as you have reached it now? Or were there others? And question two, how were you regarded by those men who were up there also trying to reach enlightenment?
We don't communicate with each other that much. You imagine. You think the Himalaya is just like in this room. And male and female sit together and regard each other as the ones. It's a vast, huge region. You don't often see other people who try to reach enlightenment. You only see once a while, you know. But whenever we gather together, they seem to respect me a lot.
Was there any other woman, Master?
Oh, well, a lot of women.
A lot of
women. The world is combined with half men and half women. How can you not find a woman in Himalaya? Huh? But we don't think that much at that time, you know. I don't think that, you know, regarding people who's who, you know. And we don't do like that. We are all probably very engaged, you know, each own's effort to try to find a way, you know. Just like now, even if I'm in the crowd, I'm not with the crowd, you know. I'm always engaged in my own inside business. And I'm often alone in the crowd. And I feel alone with God most of the time, yeah. Except when people busy me and, you know, trying to take me out of it. Then I wake up to reality for a while, and then I don't hide inside again. Yes. I don't know how other women feel, but I'm often engaged inside. Yes. I don't feel like engaged in any other things. You know what I mean? Not at all. Yeah. Even if I do it, you know, I eat or I play or something like that. But it's just a matter of, by the way, you know, my mind's inside always.
So in essence, Master, you're saying to us that the effort is just the same as that of a man and a woman in being able to get as high as you work for it.
Yes, yes. By the way, women are supposed to be more clever than men. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, gentlemen, huh? If you read the Digest lately, I don't often read it, but when I came to this house, there's an old button, maybe last year edition of Reader Digest. I read it, and according to research, scientific research, women are more sensitive than men, having better leadership ability than men, more intelligent than men, have more common sense than men, anything better. So, good news, and even women live longer than men. Women can concentrate better than men. Women can see better than men, according to the Reader Digest. Please don't leave the room, gentlemen. Huh? I show it to you. This is Americans' research, not my own concoction. Huh? Now, they explain why the husband always stare in the fridge, you know, the refrigerator, you know, stare at the milk bottle and say, "Honey, where's the milk?" Yes, women see things more particularly and just at a glance, you know, in the corner of their eyes they see everything. But men don't. Well, that's what they say. So in case if you meditate, maybe you see better with the corner of your eyes than a man.
I don't know. This is a male society, so we cannot talk too loud like that. But since you asked me, I have no other alternative. Put all the blame on me. The people talk nonsense, like women cannot not become Buddha and things like that. Oh, why not? All the Buddha came from women. Where else do they come from? True. So we have the honor to even bear the Buddhas. For that matter, even. To be a mother of Buddhas is not better, no? Now, all the intelligent men are having behind them an intelligent woman. Well, you know that. For example, many of our presidents have intelligent wives. Oh, Your Honor, is that not true?
Yes.
True, huh? Even now, they're still debating on Hillary's intelligence. Yeah, without her, there's no him, for example, like that. Yeah, so now you know, huh? Truly, we have to give in to that. I have just realized that's why men are afraid of women. I mean, husbands are afraid of wives, probably because they're too intelligent. But please play role, so your husband will love you more. Be intelligent, but discreetly. Don't show him. Don't show him. It hurts his ego, and it frightens him. It frightens him. We have to encourage him also to be more particular. I don't know why women are more intelligent than men. You know, ironically, all the cooks, all the chefs, the best hotel, or the most accomplished chefs, are men. Maybe this work is not for women. Maybe women should rule the nations and let the men cook. No. I don't have this ambition, no. Just joking, okay, please, all the fathers, the brothers, forgive me, Anyhow. Probably that's why God punished me. I don't have any brothers. I have a lot of cousins.
Hello, my name is Marie. Nice to meet you, Master. I come from Sydney, Australia, and holiday?
Vacation?
Not really. We've just come from Maui.
Oh,
we're doing a seminar.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
You and her also, right?
Yes, we're together.
And
yes.
Another?
Yes. There's a whole group of us here all together that's flown over today. Very nice to meet you. I just have this question about, you talk about God being He.
What? He?
All right, then it's She, all right.
Yeah, to me God is male and female.
She, God, okay. Wow, if I say She, then men will complain. If I say He, woman complain. No, I say no She, no He, God. Isn't that too long? Troublesome, you know. You know it, you know it. It's all right. We don't need to debate over vocabulary.
That's okay. I mean, I know that, but do a lot of other people know that? Are they really aware of the fact that, you know, God is both man and woman? But so when you do actually pray, it's like Mother, Father, God.
Troublesome. If I say God is no male, no female, they probably say he's homosexual. So what do? You just pray to God, dear God, you know, whoever you are. He knows, right? Even if we don't know, he knows. He's supposed to be God, he knows. Oh, she knows. Oh, she knows. Don't worry, honey, it's all right. Actually, there is no need to describe God. I cannot describe God. But because many people talk to us, you know, since ancient time as a he, you know, mostly. So I just go with the fashion, so as not to confuse people. Also as a matter of habit speaking, you know what I mean? Right. Otherwise, it's a language problem only. Not our problem, really. Because we make so many verbs and nouns and, you know, a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. So can you just say, God, God, I know you're there, you know I'm here. And so whoever you are, just help. Why?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you, enlightened viewers, for your compassionate presence today for this episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Tuesday for part two of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful lecture entitled The Living Messiah of Our Time. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We bid you adieu, and may Providence bless you and your loved ones.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.